This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, seeing a global crisis is emerging around petrol and diesel supplies. Mr. Modi was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. The Prime Minister said these are challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs.
जिस क्षेत्र में अभी युद्ध चल रहा है वह क्षेत्र हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है हमारे वैश्विक संबंध अलग अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है
Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests, advising people to rely only on official information. In the monthly program, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Gyan Bharatam survey aimed at documenting India's rich cultural heritage through public participation. He urged people to share details of manuscripts they have or any information related to it through the Gyan Bharatam app, noting that thousands of entries have already been received and verified.
ज्ञान भारतम सर्वे जिसका संबंध हमारी महान संस्कृति और समृद्ध विरासत से है इसका उद्देश्य देश भर में मौजूद मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट्स यानी पांडुलिपियों के बारे में जानकारी जमा करना है इस सर्वे से जुड़ने का एक माध्यम ज्ञान भारतम ऐप है
Mr. Modi also lauded India's recent sporting achievements including the T20 World Cup victory and Jammu and Kashmir's maiden Ranji Trophy win Emphasizing health and fitness, the Prime Minister urged people to adopt healthier lifestyles, reduce sugar and oil consumption, and embrace yoga ahead of International Yoga Day. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a rally at Palakkad and take part in a roadshow in Thrissur in Kerala this afternoon for the assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the mood of Kerala is in favor of the NDA. He said the people have had enough of the poor governance of LDF and UDF. Commercial flight operations from Noida International Airport are expected to begin within the next 45 to 60 days. Speaking to media after the inauguration ceremony of the airport, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu said preparations are underway to make the airport operational, with security planning and other arrangements being finalized. He added that airline operators have shown interest and IndiGo is keen to start services once approvals are in place. The Noida International Airport was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Israeli Defense Forces IDF has said that it carried out a wide-scale wave of strikes targeting Iranian military infrastructure in central Tehran. In a social media post, the IDF said the operation targeted multiple sites linked to what it described as the Iranian regime, including weapons storage and production facilities. It also said that temporary command centers were dismantled during the strikes, along with locations where commanders were reportedly operating. Ballistic missile facilities, air defense systems, and observation posts were among the targets. Earlier, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, had warned that American and Israeli institutions in the West Asian region could be considered targets in response to recent strikes on Iranian academic and heritage sites. The United States Central Command has announced that a task force of 3,500 Marines and sailors aboard the America-class amphibious assault ship USS Tripoli has arrived in the West Asia. The arrival is part of a broader U.S. military buildup linked to the ongoing tensions with Iran. Palm Sunday has been celebrated with devotion in various parts of the country today, marking the beginning of the Holy Week and to commemorate the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem ahead of the crucifixion. Special prayers and processions were held in churches. Devotees carried leaves symbolizing the entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. Palm Sunday marks the start of Easter observances leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening as both teams begin the campaign in the new season. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.